What's up, everybody, and welcome to your favorite podcast's favorite podcast, Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater. I am Chesco, aka Mr. Pick Me, who has already been picked, so I don't know why they keep calling me that. And today we have a fill-in man hater for you. Reagan is away today, and I'd like to welcome Kaylee Cresta to the show. Kaylee, I think it's an important question to ask before we begin. Why do you hate men?
That is the million-dollar question. Million-dollar question.
Yep.
Should I really answer this question?
No. Why do you hate me, Kaylee? Why? I just want to be your friend. You're so mean to me. Because when you're critiquing these toxic dudes online, I should take it personally every single time and be mad and angry at you because
Absolutely.
I share one trait with these guys.
Absolutely. You should be offended as a good husband and good father when I talk about bad husbands and bad fathers just because you have a similar appendage.
That's really what this is about. This was a gotcha moment for me to take on and defend my fellow men who
yes.
I clearly am think you are. I don't know what I'm going with this, but welcome to the show today, Kaylee. Today we are going to do a little bit different. We're going to talk about some videos we've already made on the internet and some of the guys who've already responded to do, but in a long form format, and I'm sure we have a lot more to say than what we throw into our minute-long videos on TikTok.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Theme song goes here.
I got some good advice for you.
No, you don't.
Like, no, you don't. I got some good advice for you.
No, you don't.
Like, no, you don't. Shit.
The other day, I'm scrolling through social media. And I see Chesco responding to the Skidmark man.
Oh, the Skidmark man.
And so I search every search bar of every platform, trying to find Mr. Skidmarks. Couldn't find him, couldn't find his video. So somehow he must have scrubbed himself from the internet because
he's good at scrubbing one thing. If he could just take that and apply it to his underpants. That would be problem solved.
So I had to text you and be like, do you have that video so that I can respond to it? Because I had so much to say. So I thought we could start about talking about him.
We did an entire episode on this before, and I thought this would be not on this guy, previous round of men shitting their pants. And I thought clearly we're done with this topic.
Oh yeah, you would
clearly
think so.
This is something there's no more to be said about this particular issue, but no.
I'm so sorry. Right, I didn't know there was already a shitting men.
Oh, no, it's okay. We're going topic to topic this episode, so this will be fine. I think it needs to be addressed again, though. I think it's important to talk about it again because clearly we didn't solve the issue. Although last time that was about shit and men actually shitting themselves. So this one is a little slightly different topic, and here I'll play it right here.
But real men have skid marks because we fart a lot and we have jobs that make us sweat. Sweat plus farts equals skid marks. So men, don't go home and like ball your underwear up and hide it in the bottom of the hamper. Be proud of it. You worked hard for those skid marks. And women, if you're tired of looking at them, then you need to buy black or brown underwear. It's that simple. Like, who decided to make underwear white? I guarantee you, whoever decided to make the first pair of men's underwear white was not a real man. They're probably like a buck 10, 5'2", and never sweat a day in their life.
How many men talk about women putting down men for being short?
Mm-hmm.
I don't often hear women talk about that, but yet this man is saying his fellow man is not a man if he's 5'2".
Yeah.
So I just, before we get
no,
to-
it's definitely there. There's, and I don't, who knows how tall this guy is also. There's definitely this whole, Any man will, if like, and it's funny, I've heard different guys. Like, there was a guy that was clearly 5'10". He didn't say he was 5'10", but he framed his video like, yeah, here's how many women who will want a guy that's 5'10" and up. And it's like, feel like there was a reason you chose to go, but like, because it's always the 6 foot, and he chose to say 5'10".
Yeah, exactly. Had to get himself in there.
But I guarantee you that guy would intimidate, and to other guys that are smaller or little, and it would be a talking point with them.
Absolutely. And I just, first of all, first thing that stuck out to me on this video was that this man had such a heavy smoothing filter on his face. Okay, so he's out here announcing to the world that he has dirty underwear, but he didn't want people to see his
No.
pores.
He
I
did
just
not. He did not. He's okay with skitties, but not. Oh,
draws the
God.
line at textured skin.
Yeah.
That's where he draws the line. And I had a lot of people respond in the comments talking about, how there's been studies about this, and the way that men kind of conflate this with homosexuality, if they're,
They don't want to touch their
washing
butt
their
because,
butt.
oh.
And the fact that somebody could be that fearful, where that could even be a thing, is really concerning to me, right? And you start to see why are men not prioritizing things like emotional intelligence? If these are the things that are taking up their brain space,
Yeah.
I get it. I totally get it. And I had a woman, I'm sorry, this is, I had a woman in the comments talk about how she had hooked up with a man. And then afterwards, there were skid marks on her sheets. And that will haunt my dreams
Yeah.
for the rest of my life.
The original video, the one before this, like a couple months ago, that we talked about, the amount of stories that I heard from women of different, of similar stories was, I almost didn't want to read the comments of this one because of how much it haunted. I don't understand it though. Even it's just like, I don't, and I get, I'm a little bit more like of a personal hygiene is really important to me. Like I like like to, like kind of excessively, where like I get very, I'm very noticeable. I have a very sensitive like sense of smell, and so I'm always constant. Like I want to make sure I'm clean. Why would you not just, I don't, like, walk it around the day. And like, going to like, especially when I was, sorry, I'm like trying to jumble my thoughts into a single,
No,
like,
I
but
want to hear the
especially
whole.
when I was dating, right? Even when I'm just by myself, I like being clean. I'm very much adamant about that. But when I was dating, before going to a date, especially if it was with someone I was with and I knew we might be intimate with each other, I was making sure I was triple cleaning myself everywhere. I wanted it to be as enjoyable of experience as I could make it, right? For the other person involved.
There's an entire group of men out there that are claiming things like this as a pinnacle of masculinity.
Yeah.
And it's so dangerous when I think of how many young boys saw that, right? How many, and I would hope that they're not looking at that man for, paternal
Life
tips,
advice,
but
yeah.
still, it's just, and then to go, oh, you know what? It's the fact that he's wearing white underwear, not the fact that he has shit in his drawers. No, it's that there's white fabric
No,
to
that you can
show
see it. It's not that it's there, it's that you can see it. If that's your issue,
it.
and my the on those lines, like, it's not a matter of doing something to get rid of it, to hide it, to camouflage it, right? You camouflage your dookie. Like, that's so weird that I've never once in my life have I been like, oh, this is why, like, I don't like tidy whities. Like, that's never been, ever been my, I just don't enjoy those. I colored underwear is great. I think that's fine, but I've never been like, you know what? I want some black undies just in case I get a deep skid mark on there so that nobody sees this. Never. And if this is an issue that you're having, you should be wearing tidy whitey so you can bleach the ever living shit out of those. and get whatever the strongest bleach you can get to clean those off of there. That's the color you should be wearing to fix that problem. But the fact that, and he goes like, don't, he, it's, there's so many things. What is it? It's not even just the fact that he's like, you shouldn't be ashamed of it. And like,
Because you worked hard for
because you worked hard for that, it's, you should take pride in it. He said, you should literally have pride in a track of poop on your undies. I don't, I can't, I just don't get it. Why is this happening though? And also it's like, they're talking about like a male loneliness epidemic and they
This
want to
will do
blame
it.
women for it. Is this why? Is this what's happening?
This will do it.
Like if you, like to any men, I know I have male listeners that hear this. If you are lonely and you're worried about, and maybe it is hard to meet women, maybe you're not even getting to the point where you are, someone could ever even see your underwear. But assuming you ever want to get to that point, if you want it to happen a second time, make sure that if her face goes anywhere near that area, she's not getting a big whiff of your droppings.
Yeah, no, don't do it. And here's what really kills me, and I have to say this, okay? The most masculine men I know are not constantly trying to prove their masculinity. Like, if somebody was to say to me, what is the fundamental trait you look for when judging someone's level of masculinity? My answer would be that they're not trying to prove their masculinity. Right. So for that to extend to a point where you are trying to move to prove your masculinity by having skid marks, we have reached a dangerous place. A dangerous
You
place.
can't just take bad things about you and say that's what men do. You can't
Oh,
just do that. That's not allowed. You can't
yeah, no,
just
can't do
take
that.
all the most unflattering aspects of your personality and be like, real men do this embarrassing thing that 3-year-olds do. No, they don't. I'm sorry, they don't. Clean your asshole. That's all it comes to. It's wiping habits. Like it's this one especially is just simply you and it and it there I've seen men respond to and they're like, well, you don't need more than 2 squares. Yes, you do. Yeah, I'd say that's all you need. You need that's if you're using more than that, you're wasting paper. No, that is a good use of paper. I am very environmentally conscious. I believe in recycling. And I if you need two ply if you need to use 25 squares, 50 squares of 2-ply to make sure that you're not burdening your partner with brown stains in your underpants, then you waste that paper. We'll
Absolutely. This
save
is
the
not
environment another
the
way. We'll figure it out. Buy a bidet, all right? Ugh.
Which, by the way, I learned in the comments how accessible those are on Amazon. So there's really no excuse.
I got sent a really nice, I don't have no idea to this day who sent it to me, like $1,000 bidet. But it's one you have to actually like fully install it into the pipes. Like it's a real cool thing. And so we're moving. I don't want to do it here because we're going to be moving in the next year.
Yeah.
And so I'm holding off, but I'm so excited about it.
That's amazing. I love that.
No idea who sent it to me. Someone
Amazing.
sent me, I think it was a result of that first Dookie video I made.
Could be. That's where we come from.
But it was somebody, I to be clear, I did I the if anybody is new joining us, I don't know why you wouldn't have seen this before. I wipe myself. I'm very clean. I think I've said it enough times already. But I'm excited for a way to get even cleaner. You can never be too clean.
You can never be too clean. Never be too clean. Nope. Absolutely not.
Did you see the video I made about Australia? It's
No.
related to this.
Oh no, but I wish I did.
So I'm getting tagged now in videos I don't want to be tagged in. And sent and things. So I'm getting known as I think as the guy that calls out guys for shitting themselves. And so this is not a shitting one. This is, but it's arguably worse. So the Queensland, Australia, and I don't think this is a, I'm much love to my Australian listeners, right? This is not an, I don't think, I think this is probably more of a global thing. It's just they were the ones that were conscious enough to make an announcement to try to help their men.
Okay.
Is they said there is a problem with smegma. Do you know what that word is?
No.
It is a cheese-like substance that forms on the penis when you don't clean it properly.
Wait, this is a thing?
Yeah, it's a real thing. And so they made an announcement out with it had a cartoon. I'll put for the video listeners, I'll throw the cartoon up here. It had like a cheese board. And someone said, "This is that where Fromunda cheese comes from?" Like from I knew. And so they put that they had this cheese board, and it was a sad smegma cheese. It's just saying it is so. And they the entire thing was like, "Hey, men, here's how you clean your penis to avoid that from buildup." Right, because it apparently, and this is not to disclose too much, but it's more common in uncircumcised males, right? And so it be because and it's it, but it can happen to everyone that does not maintain proper hygiene there. But they basically the literally the instructions were mind-blowing things, and I talked about this in a video, like use soap and water, get a washcloth, dry it off. It was just clean your penis. That's all it was. It was just telling men. And there was one woman who responded. She said it's actually very common in a lot of like evangelical communities because the fear of touching yourself, like because masturbation is so like shunned and talked about. So a lot of boys will not clean themselves because they're afraid that it will be like an affront to God.
God.
Yeah.
See, that's just like when I think of, right? Because I mean that I could go on a whole
Yeah.
other rant, right? But the idea, one, that this was happening, I had no idea this was taking place in the world. The fact that hygiene is not being properly discussed, and I'm going to kind of go off on a tangent, just bear with me for one second. But when we talk about parenting, right, and we talk about mothers, a mother's role in a child's life versus a father's role, I think a lot of times mothers assume that they're going to take on the role of teaching their daughters feminine hygiene. And the father will take on the role of teaching their son male hygiene, right? I just think that's the default in some
Right.
households. Is that why? Right? Because we see that a lot of
Yeah.
common complaint, the fathers aren't stepping up in their parenting responsibility like mothers are. Not to say there are some wonderful fathers, but we have to say, why is there such an epidemic when it comes to male hygiene? And I think we have to at least consider that it could be
Yeah.
that.
I mean, maybe if you're coming home every day and seeing your dad's balled up shitty underwear on the floor, and it's you're right. And if he never mentions anything to you about any of that because men don't talk about that,
Right.
then yeah, you're not wrong. Although I was raised by a single mom, she never had to have a conversation with me about how to do clean my ass or clean all
Yeah.
those things. Like it was just, I mean, basic hygiene talk of course, but like I never had to, she, I think, and I don't know, that could be part of it. I'm not downplaying what you're saying, but like
No, but
I think it's the example maybe they're seeing too from that there's there from their fathers that are being set for them in those homes is you're probably not wrong.
absolutely. But I think, in addition to, if we go back to skid marks, this idea that being dirty
Right.
is a masculine
Right.
trait.
Right.
Well, then, I don't know, boys who don't have a positive example of masculinity, I don't know, do they go in that direction? But it is extremely alarming to me. Remember there was that video that was going around of the woman talking about how that guy she knew, or was it a guy she dated, like never properly washed his ass. He just let the soap dry. Like, this is a real thing that's happening in the world. And it blows my freaking mind.
And I think it goes on, it comes back down to also the misogyny, and I think really w because it's if you claim to like women, you would want them to also enjoy the experience that involves your nether regions. And as we have it, it turns out that nature evolved us so that we are our pleasure organs are right next to our poopy organs, right? And that's just what it is, right? And if you are conscious for a second of the other person that you're with, right, you will want them to have an as enjoyable of experience there as possible. But if you're only concerned about your own pleasure, then yeah, you might be shitty and cheesy. Oh, God. Please take a moment to respond. I'm so sorry. I think this is going to be the episode that gets our podcast like removed off of iTunes. No. But if you are unkempt in that area, and above and beyond the, and this is not, I guess I should be clear, this is not shaming people for any natural smells that may occur. And it goes for men and women. There are scents that can occur that your body makes. That's not what we're talking about
Of,
here.
and we're also, and you're right, we should put out a disclaimer. We're not talking about people that can't bathe because of, mental health struggles.
Right,
We're
right.
not talking, we're talking about people that genuinely, because I was just about to bring this up. To a certain extent, I even think there's men who kind of in a weird way, like, oh yeah,
Right.
taste my cheese. You know
Right.
what I mean? Like, for lack
Honestly,
of a, I do
yeah.
think that exists.
Like it's a raw, like a degradation kind of kink. Like, yeah.
Absolutely. And I am all for whatever anybody wants to do, as long as both people consent and it
Right.
makes both people
Right.
happy. But when we're talking about just people who genuinely are like, no, I don't have to practice hygiene. Because bad hygiene makes me manly. No,
No,
we need to evolve beyond.
sir. No.
No, sir. No, sir. So I haven't put this video out yet. I'll put it out today, but did you see that video? She comes home from the grocery store. She's like putting the bags down and she goes, no, he like the text on screen says, when your wife comes home from grocery shopping and sees you've done nothing.
No, I haven't seen this one.
Okay,
Oh, wait,
so
I think I did get tagged in this one. Yes, yeah, I have seen this one. Yeah.
yeah, and she's really angry.
Yeah.
I thought we could talk about that one too,
Sure.
because I think this is another recurring issue, right? And ultimately, I think there's a lot of men that honestly believe that if their wife is not in front of them performing housework in front of their eyeballs, then she must be out taking a break,
Right,
right? There's
right.
also this, I think there's this narrative that has been painted that women are just having so much fun at Target, or women are having so much fun at Walmart. No, that's because for a lot of women, that's the only place they get to go,
Right,
right? So, yeah,
right.
okay, they have fun looking at candles because, in comparison to everything else they get to do, that's what's exciting for them. But if a woman has gone out because you need toothpaste and laundry detergent and dryer sheets and deodorant, she's not out having fun. Even if
Right.
she was, you should still be taking care of your obligations at home. I really wanted to address, this mentality that can exist. Oh, she's out. She must be taking a break, so I can sit here and do nothing and take a break myself. And I think it really explains why there's there's such a problem in so many relationships, right? Mm-hmm. This idea of just both people not carrying their weight at home.
And it what becomes like, if your focus is entirely also on like who's doing, like, and making sure you're each doing exactly the same at all points, that's such a toxic way. It's what my kids do, right? When they're doing stuff, it's like when they're like, well, she only had to put away four of those shirts, I put four of my shirts away, why do I have to put my fifth one away? And it's like, that's, yeah, it's such, it goes back, it's such a childish way of viewing a living arrangement. And we teach them that's not okay. No, you clean up after yourself. You do, you know, you, we live in this shared right. space. Or like when my daughter would be like, I didn't put that out. Or like my son, I didn't do that. Well, yeah, this is our space though. We all clean up.
Right. And I think it goes back to this idea of, you know, exactly to your point. If two people feel equally responsible
mm-hmm.
for what has to be done in the home,
mm-hmm.
then this wouldn't be an issue. The issue is that men like the man in that video mm-hmm. believe, oh, okay, well, the laundry is woman's work. Mm-hmm. So if I'm doing it, then I'm quote unquote helping. And mm-hmm. therefore she should just be happy I did it.
Right.
It wasn't my responsibility to begin
right.
with.
Right.
And, you know, kind of consequently, if I don't do it, it's not a big deal because it wasn't my job to begin with.
Right.
It's the way we're viewing these things. And I feel as though, and I'm curious if you feel the same way, every single time I address this or I talk about it,
mm-hmm.
I have men in the comments doing mental gymnastics in every direction.
Right.
To just not hear what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Well, they're like, well, yeah, because it's always, well, we, and it'll always be, at least in my experience, be very specific situations where they're like, well, in my situation, we, blah, 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 we, I do this and blah, 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 and she does this. And say, okay, well, good for you. I wasn't talking about you then.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But so true. Yeah, Reagan and I talked about this, not this exact topic, but a similar topic when we talked about how, you might have an arrangement going to like parenting and having children and being like, okay, it's completely valid. If you decide ahead of time, okay, you're going to do X, Y, and Z chores. And then the other person's going to do A, B, and C chores. Though that's completely valid.
Sure.
But
sure.
You have to be willing to change and adapt and not be so caught up in that structure that you can't accept that things are changed. Things are dynamic, right? They're not always going to be as simple as, well, this, you, why didn't you have time to do it this week? So, and it could be, maybe I'm just fucking exhausted. Maybe my mental capacity, because you've been dealing with a growth spurt and your child's had 25 meltdowns because they're struggling as well. And you're just trying to keep it together. Maybe I didn't have the capacity to do the laundry today because I needed to sit down and breathe in the silence while they were at school or daycare or sleeping or whatever it was for that moment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I, you know, something that kind of dawned on me the other day that I think I sometimes kind of take for granted or don't realize is I can come home and I can look at Ryan and say, mm-hmm. I have nothing in me. I have nothing in me. And he'll look at me and go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to bed.
Right.
Take your off, go to bed. And I know I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But he knows that if tomorrow he has a horrible day and he needs to look at me and say, I'm tapped. I'm tapped out. I can't do anything else. That he's going to get that same thing in return.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the mindset of being able to rely on your partner
right.
that strengthens a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I always try and explain it as a relationship always has to be 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, both of you are giving 50% to your partner. Mm-hmm. So you have 50% left for yourself, right? Mm-hmm. So it's never going to be 50-50 because right. life doesn't work that way.
Right.
So you might give 60 today, they might give 40, but tomorrow they might give 70 and you might give 30.
Right.
It's a back and forth, but we have to both feel responsible for the household if we're going to ever make up that 100% together.
And we do that, like I do it with friends all the time, and I think guys can see it with their buddies. Like, I got this. Oh no, I'll pay. Yeah, you get me next time, right? And I might do it four times in a row where I'm just doing. Especially like when I was younger, when I got started working full time, and a lot of my friends, like when I got a tenure position, I'm friends with a lot of professors. Most of us were adjuncts, which pays less than minimum wage in the beginning. And so
What?
when I got a tenured position and I would still go out with people, I'd cover the bill all the time. I'd be like, oh no, I got this. Oh, I got this. Let's do this. And it wasn't like it was never, ever, there was never a tally in my head. It's like, all right, well, when you get tenure,
Yeah.
so help me, if you're not taking me out to lunch every single day. But that's what you
Yeah.
do. But that's when real friends, actual friends, do that for each other all the time. Oh no, don't worry about it. Yeah, I got you. I'll do this. I'll do my or even with time. Like I had a friend that moved once. Like every 6 months, they were moving, and I was helping them.
Yeah.
And it was never like, all right, well now for my next six moves, you better be there for it. It was just that's what
Right.
you do for friends.
So curious, why do you think that is? Why do you, because I think that's such an amazing point. Why do you think men are able to see that easier with their buddies than they are with their spouse?
Because they don't view women as the same equal power structure as they do with their friends,
Right.
right? They only view a lot, and this is not all men, right? This is this is what Reagan's always like, toxic men, right? The guys that believe in this, these kind of things, but like they're like, well, I'm with you for your service to me. Right, I'm with you so that you can serve me. If you're not doing those things, why am I with you? Right, and that's versus, oh, I'm with my buddies because I like them. I don't like my wife.
Right.
It's an absurd thing to say. They wouldn't say that out loud, but that's what it looks like.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what ended up, just to answer it. So my son gets out of school at 2:15. But I can just tell Ryan to switch the cars so it wouldn't be an issue that way anyways. So one of the videos, just because it goes so much along with what you were just saying.
Sure.
So that video where the guy was talking about, when I get married, I will 98% not be finding my wife in America. I'm saying the video
Oh,
wrong.
Yeah. The whole, passport bro.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a response to that video.
There's about a 90% chance that when I decide to get married, it'll be with a girl that's not from America. Men are now more objectified than women. They're simply viewed for what they can provide and what they can do for others.
Did you hear that? Because I think that was all the women in America breathing a collective sigh of relief after finding out that they don't meet that man's criteria for marriage material. I do, however, wonder if we should be sending out some kind of global alert to the women in other countries to let them know he's on the loose. First of all, I love how you're acting like women were just lining up outside your house begging you to take them as your wife. But I also think it's funny that you're suddenly disgusted by the thought of people being objectified now that you yourself feel you're being objectified. And you said that you're being viewed for what you can provide, but you're actually saying the complete opposite of what's really happening. Because we can provide now too, so we want you to treat us with love and respect because we don't need you for your money. So we keep telling you that we want you to be more emotionally intelligent and present in your relationships, but you keep telling us that men are meant to provide and protect. We want you to be equal partners, but we actually want equality. We don't just want the illusion of it. And it kills me because you talk about women from other countries as being superior, but you don't say it because you think they have better priorities. You say it because they have less choice. So we're the ones who are trying to change the narrative that you keep claiming to be a victim of. But you keep digging in your heels because once we don't need you, we have to want you. And it takes less effort to be needed than it does to be wanted.
I received the worst, one of the worst responses from men. I can't even, like, I don't want to make the episode about this, but
right.
Messages I got, the things that I had done to me, were disgusting. Okay. Absolutely disgusting. Mm-hmm. And this is what really bothered me about it. So I made the video. Now I'm sure everybody understands a stitch is traditionally 5 seconds of a video, right?
Right.
So of course, if someone makes a minute and 50 second video, We can't show the whole minute and 30 seconds.
Right.
And to be very clear, I don't tag the people I stitch for one reason, because I'm always using that as a jumping off point. I never want anyone to go send hate to someone else. That is not my goal in this world. So I don't tag them, honestly, to protect that creator from getting any hate. That's always been the way I look at things.
My just on that note before you move, like, my perspective is more so, I don't want to, a lot of these guys are trying to get, they want people to go to their comment sections and yell at them. They want, because they're like, I'm going to make money off it. I'm going to get views. And then their video gets sent to more dudes that agree with them to argue in the comment sections. So I don't tag them, because I'm like, I don't want to give you, I don't want to feed your ego and give you more views.
And honestly, you make a great point. And I think it's probably a more important point.
You're nicer than me.
Said no man ever about Kaylee Cresta, let me just say. So anyways, I post this video and I actually have a woman tag the guy in my comments. Okay. Now, it turned out, because a lot of these guys we respond to don't have big followings. Turns out this guy did have a bigger following, which I didn't know when I made the video. Right away, makes a video calling me out for only putting a portion of his video. That's a stitch. However, in his video, he only uses a portion
of yours.
Right? So that was okay.
Yeah.
And he is all over me for not tagging him. Then he comments on the video. I don't know if his comment went to whatever.
Right.
Starts making other videos about how I'm blocking his comments, which wasn't true.
No.
And the amount of men that came into my comments talking about, this is why they don't want women from the United States. This is why this is why that. And the point, I'm sorry that there was kind of that backstory. I just had to
throw that
out there. But, you know, the point of the video that I made was, you know, a couple things. I think a lot of times men talk about wanting to meet women in other countries, not because they think they have better values, but because they think those women have less choice, right? And ultimately, this comes down to men saying, I don't want women, I don't want the woman I'm with to have an opinion. I don't want her to have a voice. I don't want her to have independence. I don't want her to have the ability to have boundaries, right? Because how many women out there want to leave relationships but feel that they're a victim of financial abuse? Or they feel that, you know, they're finding a woman outside of the country can eliminate some of those issues. And the fact that there were so many men that could look at that and be so personally offended spoke volumes to me.
Well, and it also, because I made a video about that. I know exactly, because I stitched it and it went viral. It got millions of views. I know he saw it because he got tagged from dudes in my comment section that were there. It's like, I didn't block him, right? I know he saw it. He did not comment, did not tag me, did not make a video about me, because I'm a man that made a video about it. Versus he knew that he could weaponize the men in his comment sections to come after you. And that's entirely the point. He knew he was angry that a woman dared to speak to him that way, that a woman dared to call him out on his shit. And it happens all the time, where someone like you or someone like Drew or someone, you know, any of the powerful women in this space will make these videos, the same video that maybe doesn't even, well, Drew's pretty brutal on these guys, but you'll make a video that's not even about them.
Right.
It's not even talking, like you said, you're not even talking to them, versus I'll make a video where I'm just going after the guy. You know, and he won't say, or the worst thing, and Reagan and I have talked about this before too, the worst thing that'll happen is they'll go after my being a man, right? They'll be like, oh, turn in your man card. Oh, all right, white knight. Or as if, and it's like, they don't do anything to me, right? Because of the underlying reason they made that video to begin with, was because they wanted, they don't like women because they, and this is a, oh, great, an opportunity for me to attack a woman here.
And he wouldn't let it go. He kept weaponizing his falling against me every day. He had something else to say, had something else to say. And one of the things I really focused on in that video, and this is what upset me the most about it, was I talked about why wouldn't you want a woman to want you rather than need you, right? Because when they're talking, again, they're not talking about going to find women in other countries that are, have values that they really align themselves with. That's not what they're talking about. And we know this. And a lot of them straight up admit to that, right? But I was specifically saying, why would you want someone to be stuck with you for financial resources? Not to say that any woman outside the U, I want to be really careful.
No. But
That's not
that
what
is their, you're
I'm
saying that is their perspective.
exactly. So why would you want someone to be stuck with you for financial resources as opposed to loving you and caring for you and sharing an emotional bond with you? Men were angry about me saying that you should want a woman to love you for
What,
who
yeah.
you are rather than what you can provide to them. You found that to be such an insult that you had to threaten my safety. That's really concerning to me, and that's
A lot of these guys, and this is the thing that wows me, and this is such a great example of this. They hate men more than any of us do, right?
right.
But they have such a low opinion of themselves and other men, yet anyone saying that is the worst person in the world. But their actions are saying that, right? If you are saying, hey guys, you can find someone who values you for who you are and
Right.
not for what you provide, right? For the, who loves you as a person and not for for your ability to save them in a specific situation. They're like,
Right.
how dare you say that I am better than who I am?
I
How dare
exactly.
you say I am capable of being loved for who I am as a person? That no, I need someone. I'm a thousandaire and I can't get someone who I can financially trap in America. So I'm gonna hopefully seek out someone where I can trap in another way because I have no belief in myself that I will ever be able to offer someone a relationship with a person they liked spending time with or like being with aside from a product that I produce.
Exactly. And I love your ability to do that, to just get right to the heart of something, because that is, honest to God, that's exactly what it is. And you start to realize that if that can make a man so angry, not only everything that you just said, but it goes to show they're not craving these deep emotional connections because they don't have any concept of how rewarding they could be, right? They're not looking for that in their friendships, they're not looking for that in their relationships. And yet, when you do talk to a man like yourself who has a marriage with a deep emotional connection where you can actually look and say, your wife is your best friend, is somebody that you can laugh with about certain things, laugh about. They don't look at that and say, oh, you know what? That's something I really wish I had in my life. They go, oh, you're not a man then. Because you enjoy your marriage, because you don't feel you're a prisoner of your marriage, that makes you less of a man. So you start to realize that men are constantly sitting here talking about what women are doing to them, but men aren't doing anything for themselves. And they're not doing anything for their fellow man either.
I made a and it's kind of related to this too, the idea of not valuing the person you're with as well, like because it's they're basically treating women the way they expect to be treated, but then they're upset that they're treated that way, right? And so, but like I brought up I don't know if I made a video on it. Maybe I don't know, I make a lot of content. But there, I know I made a thread about it, about the fact that I don't understand why so many men are upset or find the concept of alimony. So like, of course the person you're with should get like half, should get the money that if you're the if you are in a relationship, like I'll use my own example of my wife and I. We are in a relationship for a long time. I built my career with her by my side, right? We've been together, and it's not there were parts where she was exploring other things and trying out different jobs. It was never our relationship was never you're going to be the one to stay home, right? It was something that kind of she decided as we had kids and as we did stuff, she decided that was something she wanted to do. But like as a result of that, those choices though that I was aware of that we were making together, if we were to, God forbid, to get divorced one day, right? The Of course she should get half of everything. And of course she as at this point, especially as she, because she has been staying home, if she had to start her career from scratch, then of course she should be getting the money that I'm making, because I wouldn't be making that money if it wasn't for the fact that I had this partner with me on this journey, right? That if she wasn't providing value, right? In our marriage with each other. And I don't understand why, but I guess the controversy comes from when they don't view their partner as providing anything other than a housemaid for them, other than a babysitter and a new, honestly, other than a fill-in mommy for them.
And I've also noticed that a lot of the women that I talk to who are getting divorced that have children find that the second that child support comes into the equation, it's all of a sudden you force me to have kids. And I'm always so surprised by that, especially how quickly they'll say that in front of their children. Like that child was forced upon you. But it's not until there's kind of that financial attachment. And once again, if you really felt that way, that should have probably been communicated prior to conception and not now. Like it's very weird to me how, and I have a lot of issues. Family court is something I could rant about for days, and I've seen some really dangerous elements of family court. But the idea of somebody sitting there and saying, hey, this person has supported my career and I wouldn't be where I am. Kind of on that note, with the video I was talking about when the woman comes home from shopping, have you noticed that there seems to be a new trend with men filming themselves getting yelled at by their wife, girlfriend, partner, and kind of making it look like they're like a victim and putting that video online? Have you seen it?
I have not, but that does not surprise me that that's happening.
It seems like an awfully big trend, like starting up. And I'm like, why would you want to show yourself being a shitbag to your wife?
Because in their mind, they're not, though. In their mind, they want other men to see this and be like, look what I'm going through, boys. Like, the old ball and chain is at it again. And I knew it was gonna happen, so I put my phone, set it up, right? Just so you could see what I'm going through. And look how great I am as the provider. I stayed. I'm still here, even though all I get is complaints about the consequences of my actions.
And nagging all day.
All nagging for,
Just nagging.
I leave all my stuff all over the floor and I get nagged about it. I don't help with any of the chores. I get nagged about it.
Exactly. And I love that you said that because that is. It didn't dawn on me until you said it because they don't think they're doing anything wrong. And, so on that video, I noticed that, like, on the original video, it was somebody responded to it. Either way, the three top comments were from women saying, oh, he was home enjoying time with his kids. How can you get on him about that? Let him enjoy his kids. He never said anything about he was spending time with his kids,
He's
right?
probably on his phone.
And going, would you ever think that someone would look at a house being a complete mess with children running around? Would anyone go, Don't you dare get on that mother. She was playing with her children. No, women have to play with their children, entertain their children, keep them safe, clean. That's the expectation. And good fathers that feel like equal parents, good husbands that feel like equal partners, manage it just the same. Right. It's only when we start to say, oh no, a father isn't a primary parent, that you would sit there and say, let's congratulate them and let's reward them for sitting there and taking care of their children.
Well, because then they'll make the argument of, and then one thing I hate because they don't actually believe it, is that they're the protectors. Well, I protect our home. If anybody breaks in, I'm going to be, and sure, that might be your actual role you play, but you know, there's other ways you can protect women, right? There's other ways you can help and say, hey, if it's pointed out to you that your actions as a toxic misogynist are harming women right now, you can also protect women by not doing that. Like, whoa. I'll protect only if it doesn't inconvenience me.
Right? I had an ex-boyfriend that used to always sit there and go, did you hear that? Can you go check downstairs? He was the protector.
Right.
And let's say that you really took this protector role so seriously.
Right.
What happens when you decide you're going to go watch a late night football game with your buddies? Pretty sure, you know, she's home, quote unquote, defenseless. If you're the sole protector, right?
And all day long, she's protecting. Like it's absurd. I'm protecting you when it's convenient for me and I'm home.
Exactly.
I get that you're also protecting our house and our kids 90% of the time when I'm not around them. Oh. But if something happens during that 10%, I will take the lead. You're welcome.
Exactly. So. Especially when she's out. She's got your five kids at Target, watching all of them, putting them in the car, carrying the groceries.
Right.
No, she has no protection then. Better hire a bodyguard.
You know what? How they could also protect women by cleaning themselves and not giving her infections from like having your shitty, cheesy grossness all up inside of her. That's another way to protect the person you seem to care about. Sorry, not to bring it full circle to the grossness.
I said that in my video. I go, you wonder why your wife doesn't want to go down on you. Maybe it's because you're announcing that she's at risk of getting E. coli. Yeah. And she's done.
You should not be getting food poisoning by going down on your partner. That's oh God.
I did have salmonella. You ate bad chicken?
No.
Went down on my husband.
No. He was in the mood. on that note, Kaylee, where can people find you on the internet?
I am at Kaylee Cresta, CAYLEECRESTA. Who spells their name anymore, Chesco? It's like 2024. People put the handles.
I'll put it down in the show notes below.
But I'm at Kaylee Cresta everywhere, all corners of the internet.
Do you have any final words of wisdom for the people at home?
Missed Reagan today so much. Chesco is just as amazing in person as he is online. And I am honored to have been here today, and I had so much fun, and thank you.
Thank you. And we did a pre-show. We actually, Kaylee and I did one. So for all of our Patreon subs, you can check that out and hear us rambling about other stuff that we won't put on the internet. If any of you want to hear that as well, you can find us in our Patreon link in the show notes. And that's all for today. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, and I love you all. I have to say that at the end. They said that's my sign off.
So you need a little advice
in here. I love you too, Kaylee. I love everyone.
I love you,
Enough Chuck. Love for everybody.
I love everyone else.
Okay, dope rhyme slinger.
Today's episode was brought to you by Tidy Whiteys. Keeping things tidy where it's mighty. I'm sorry, Reagan. A clicker,